Challenging tradition. The villagers in the Peruvian village of Las Molinas faced a serious health threat from contaminated drinking water, which led to various infectious diseases. Solving this problem was as simple as boiling the water before consumption. Despite efforts by a public health worker over 2 years to educate the villagers about the risks of drinking contaminated water and how boiling could help, they refused to change their habits. They preferred to stick to drinking the dirty river water, even though it posed significant health risks. Boiling water clashed with the community's norms and traditional health beliefs. Asians, Africans, and villagers in Peru believed in a balance of hot and cold for well-being. Boiling water wasn't their usual practice for staying healthy. Instead, they reserved it for treating the sick, who they thought had an excess of cold and needed some hot to get back in balance. So, in their culture, healthy folks didn't drink boiled water. The Peruvian health dilemma. The Peruvian government and health system overlooked the traditional views on health. Instead of exploring explanations that aligned with tradition, health workers relied on foreign concepts about germs and infections. Only a few individuals accepted these new ideas, each for their peculiar reasons. One woman, disconnected from the community, adopted innovation to gain favor with healthcare workers. Another, already adhering to traditional medicine, saw no issue with boiling water as it aligned with her beliefs. Even when innovations make perfect sense, they often struggle to catch on. Take James Lancaster, an English sea captain, who in 1601 attempted to combat scurvy, a deadly plague among sailors. On his voyage to India, he gave lemon juice daily to sailors on one ship while withholding it from others. Astonishingly, no one on the lemon ship succumbed to scurvy, while many on the other ships did. Despite this clear evidence, the Navy didn't embrace the solution. Fast forward a century and a half, and a British physician repeated a similar experiment with the same remarkable outcomes. Still, the Navy remained reluctant to change. It wasn't until 50 years later that the British Navy finally eradicated scurvy by providing sailors with citrus. Even then, it took an additional 70 years for the merchant marine to follow suit. These instances underscore the challenge of implementing beneficial innovations and the importance of persistent efforts to overcome resistance to change. Innovations don't always spread quickly, even in advanced societies. Take the QWERTY keyboard, for example, dating back to the early industrial age. Typists back then were so speedy they'd jam the keys, prompting an inventor to create the QWERTY layout to slow them down. Despite being clunky, hard to master, and linked to issues like carpal tunnel syndrome, it's still the norm today, despite the availability of better options like the Dvorak keyboard. Willing adopters. For an innovation to spread, it needs people within a community who are willing to adopt and promote it. There are four key elements in how innovations spread: the innovation itself, how information is shared, the time it takes, and the social groups involved. Research on diffusion. Gabriel Tardé, a French jurist, pioneered the study of innovation diffusion in the late 19th century with his book, The Laws of Imitation. In the U.S., early research on diffusion focused on agricultural advancements, particularly hybrid seeds and herbicides in the American Corn Belt. As interest surged, researchers explored various fields: anthropology, sociology, education, communications, marketing, and geography. Explore diffusion perspectives. Researchers tapped into various disciplines to explore how innovations spread. 1. Learning speed. Understanding how quickly people grasp new ideas. 2. Adoption rate. Examining how swiftly a society embraces different innovations. 3. Innovation intensity. Assessing the significance of a particular innovation. 4. Opinion leadership. Investigating the role of influential figures in shaping perceptions. 5. Diffusion networks. Studying the interconnected pathways through which innovations travel. 6. Adoption pace. Analyzing the speed at which different social systems incorporate innovations. 7. Communication channels. Identifying the mediums used by innovators and adopters to share information. 8. Impact of innovation. Evaluating the outcomes and effects of implementing new ideas. The 5 stages of innovation adoption. The stages of innovation adoption are the following. 1. Discovery. At this stage, someone learns about an innovation and starts to grasp its function and purpose. 2. Persuasion. Once aware, individuals or groups develop inclinations towards or against the innovation based on the knowledge gained. 3. Decision. This is when inclinations are translated into actions, leading to either acceptance or rejection of the innovation. It encompasses all the steps involved in making and implementing this choice. 4. Implementation. The innovation is put into practice in real-world settings. 5. Validation. After implementation, there's a search for evidence to justify the decision. Sometimes, this may lead to abandoning the innovation if experience or information conflicts with expectations. Ever wondered where innovation stems from? Sometimes, it emerges when a determined individual identifies a problem or opportunity and bravely tackles it, despite facing resistance. A prime example lies within Toshiba, where a passionate advocate for the laptop computer battled skepticism and bureaucracy to introduce one of the most impressive and lucrative technological breakthroughs. Yet, innovation isn't solely the product of deliberate effort. Occasionally, it arises unexpectedly, as seen when Sir Alexander Fleming stumbled upon the antibiotic penicillin while observing cultures in a petri dish. Not all widely adopted innovations are necessarily superior. For example, the gas refrigerator boasts fewer parts, no motor, durability, and silent operation compared to its electric counterpart. However, despite its technological advantages, major companies like General Electric, Kelvinator, General Motors, and Westinghouse heavily invested in electric refrigerators. Their influence led to electric models becoming the standard, illustrating how market dynamics can prioritize profitability over technological superiority. The Park case. In the early 1970s, researchers at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center, PARC, conceived a range of remarkable technologies. These innovations included 1. The Alto, a pioneering personal computer. 2. The invention of the computer mouse. 3. Introduction of pull-down menus and icons on a graphical user interface. 4. The laser printer. 5. Development of local area networks, LANs, to connect computers. Xerox turned down these innovations because it saw itself solely as a copier company and couldn't accept the freedom and openness of Park's culture. The personal computer technology that emerged at Xerox ended up laying the groundwork for Apple Computer. Insights into innovation diffusion. Research discoveries regarding innovation diffusion can be simplified into broad generalizations. 1. Early adopters of innovations tend to have higher levels of education and income compared to later adopters. 2. Early adopters are more connected to various media channels and have wider personal networks than those who adopt them later. 3. Early adopters often exhibit traits such as cosmopolitanism, social activity, and exposure to change agents, distinguishing them from later adopters. 4. During the implementation of an innovation, reinvention commonly occurs. This process can accelerate the adoption of the innovation and enhance its sustainability in the long run. Adopter categories. There are 5 general groups of individuals who accept new ideas or innovations. 1. Innovators. These are adventurous individuals who eagerly explore beyond their usual circles to seek new connections and knowledge. 2. Early adopters. Rooted in local social networks, These individuals are respected and seen as role models due to their willingness to promote innovations early on. 3. Early majority. Individuals in this group carefully evaluate innovations before promoting them. They usually don't take on leadership roles. However, their approval often influences others' acceptance. 4. Late majority. Characterized by skepticism, these individuals only adopt innovations after witnessing them in action and observing their outcomes. Laggards, often labeled as traditionalists, are deeply rooted in their local communities and may belong to lower economic classes. It's crucial to note that the term laggard shouldn't imply disrespect, as their decisions can be perfectly rational. For example, one laggard interviewed in herbicide diffusion research initially refused to use them, citing concerns about harming wildlife on his farm. Years later, with the environmental movement's rise and organic farming's growth, the researcher discovered the laggard was a hidden innovator. This underscores the notion that appearances can deceive, as those initially labeled resistant may align with emerging trends and values. Key points. 1. Traditional beliefs may block the acceptance of helpful innovations, such as boiling water for health. 2. Convincing influential early adopters within communities is crucial for the adoption of innovations. 3. Understanding the stages of innovation adoption, discovery, persuasion, decision, implementation, and validation is key to navigating the process effectively. 4. Despite evidence supporting their effectiveness, innovations may encounter resistance, highlighting the importance of persistence. 5. Studying innovation diffusion can guide strategies for introducing new concepts, considering factors like education, income, social networks, and community values. 6. Adjusting innovations during implementation can speed up adoption and ensure their long-term success by aligning with changing trends and values. 7. Identifying different adopter categories helps customize approaches to suit various audience preferences and behaviors.